From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Monday, March 26, 2018. I'm Philip Grant. At the top of the news, Paul Nelson is reporting for the Times Union. The massive March for Our Lives demonstration brought thousands to the streets around West Capitol Park in Albany on March the 24th. A crowd of 3,000 to 5,000 people packed the park and jammed the streets in a protest afterward to call for an end to gun violence and stricter gun control legislation. Local high school students organized the Albany event in solidarity with similar actions taking place nationwide, including the largest event in Washington, D.C., which drew an estimated 800,000 people. Students organized events around the gun control issue and reminded politicians that many of them are old enough to vote or will be soon. Patricia Doxey is reporting from the Daily Freeman. Nearly 8,000 people turned out to March for Our Lives across the walkway over the Hudson into Poughkeepsie. Marchers came from across the region, some from as far away as Milford, Connecticut, an area near Sandy Hook Elementary School, where 26 children and adults were gunned down in December 2012. Jordan J. Michael is reporting for Columbia Green Media. Indivisible CD 19 New York took the occasion to hold a discussion on gun violence that included all 719th Congressional District Democratic Party candidates the evening of March the 24th. The more than three-hour event included remarks from retired Professor James Halperin about disaster mental health intervention, a panel with Chatham Police Chief Peter Volkman, and a push for voter registration as well. Jordan J. Michael is reporting for the Columbia Green Media. U.S. Representative John Faso on March the 23rd hosted a resource fair at the Greenville American Legion to provide veterans of the armed services the opportunity to learn more about available benefits. At least 18 veteran service organizations and private agencies were on hand. Faso said, and I quote, "This district is larger than Connecticut, so it might be difficult for some veterans to get access to proper service. We owe a lot to the veterans, and we can't do enough to provide for what they have earned as a veteran," end quote. The event was the fifth Veterans Resource Fair to be held in Faso's district, and the next event will be held in Dutchess County in April. Crane Davis, a U.S. Marine Corps veteran from Palenville, said, and I quote, "I'm impressed with the attitude of the people and companies providing services here. They really seem to care about our reaching out," end quote. And you can read that full story at HudsonValley360.com. Columbia Green Media is reporting Rip Van Winkle, Columbia Green Community College's official mascot, has moved on to the Elite Eight phase of the SUNY Mascot Madness Tournament, a competition to crown New York's favorite college mascot. Rip is now competing against SUNY Adirondacks to make the Final Four. Rip, along with 35 other mascots from the SUNY system, was invited to compete, bracket style, for the title of 2018 Mascot of the Year. Rip Van Winkle leads the college's athletic teams, the Twins, and serves as a symbol of the twin counties of Columbia and Greene and the Catskill Mountains range that connects them. Round 3 voting closes March the 26th at 4 p.m., and you can read that full story at HudsonValley360.com. And finally, the MidHudsonNews.com is reporting Ulster County Executive Michael Hine, along with local and state officials on March the 23rd, announced that construction of the final two-mile stretch that will join the Ulster and Dutchess Trail rails together is now scheduled to begin. Phases 3 and 4 of the Hudson Valley Rail Trail will extend the existing route by 2 miles from Tony Williams Park in Lloyd to South Street in New Platts. The project provides off-road access for cyclists directly from Ashokan to Battery Park in Lower Manhattan. Eventually, the trail will reach north to Albany and then to Canada. Hine said, and I quote, "When we connect the last bit to New Platts, that 1.6 miles, everything changes. Metro North will be connected with SUNY New Platts. Southern Dutchess County will be connected with Kingston," end quote. Once the regional trail system is finished, it will become part of the 750-mile Empire State Trail, which is slated for completion in 2021. And you can read that full story at MidHudsonNews.com. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting a sunny day for today with a temperature high near 45 degrees. For Monday night, it will be clear with a low around 23. Now the forecast for the next 2 days. Well, on Tuesday, mostly sunny with a high near 48 degrees. Tuesday night, a slight chance of rain, snow, and sleet after 2 a.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a low around 33. And on Wednesday, a chance of rain between 8 a.m. and noon, then a chance of snow showers afternoon. It will be mostly cloudy with a high near 47 degrees. And Wednesday night, a chance of showers, mostly cloudy with a low around 38. Sunrise today was at 6:47 a.m., and the sun will set at 7:14 p.m. That will give us 12 hours and 26 minutes of daylight, 3 minutes more than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Monday, the 26th day of March 2018. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.